We are continuing the Mishnayos of Yodayim, third parak, Mishnah Beis. Today's Mishnayos are a little bit shorter than yesterday. And we're continuing the discussion of things that are Matana, the Yodayim, the Drabonin, and they make the status of the Yodayim Shniyas, which is only Matana Truma and not Matana regular food. Anything that can pass Truma, in other words, a sheni betuma, if that touches your hands, then your hands become also a sheni betuma. And one hand is, can be metame the other. If one hand was tmei midrabanan, it touched something that was metame midrabanan, and touches the other hand, so even though the first hand is also a sheni, if it touches the other hand, it will make it a sheni. This is Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that even though the hands touch the sheni, the hands remain as the status of sheni, even though usually when you touch something, the status of the tumah goes down one level. No, if you touch the sheni, your hands won't be sheni. And since they're not sheni, they're less than sheni, they're not tumah, because the only tumah that chachamim enacted on one's hands are sheni the tumah, not less than that. Amalehem, the right kisvei kodesh shniim, he asked from them, the kisvei kodesh, the svarim of the Torah and Tanakh, are shniim. If one touches them, the chachamim gave them the status of sheni v'tuma, because they didn't want people to store their truma near the sifrei Torah and sifrei kodesh, because it will cause the rats and other rodents to come and have to show them eat the sifrei Torah. So the question that Rabbi Yeshua is asking is: if sifrei kodesh are sheni v'tuma, matam is yadayim, even though someone touches them, the matam one's hands. And don't the retayim me the resayfim. You cannot compare a halach which is the raisa to halach of the rabbanim. Lo me the resayfim the retayim, and you cannot learn as the rabbanim enactments from Torah enactments. Lo me the resayfim the retayim. They're two different enactments, and in each case, chachamim had the reasons why they enacted them. So chachamim did have an interest that one should not be touching kisvei kodesh without being matar's hands, and therefore afterwards, and therefore. One touches kisvei kodesh, his hands become tummy, even though the kisvei kodesh themselves are shniim. But if someone touches food which is a sheni, it will not be matam his hands according to the chachom. That's Mishnah Beis.